Daf is Daf Pei, so we're in the very top of the Misha. The Misha tells us, HaSocher Sapara Lachrosh Bahar. A guy rents a cow to plow in the mountain, V'charosh Babika, but instead he plows in the Bika, in the valley. So Im Nishbar HaKankan Pater. If the Kankan breaks, he's Pater. So let's look at Rashi, just get some of the parts here. It says, Rashi HaSocher Sapara Lachrosh, the kol klei hamachrisho, the various plowing tools, the bal habakar, the owner of the cow or the ox owns all the different kalim as well. The nar of holchanim behemto, and his children or whoever, his workers, are the ones pulling the animal, going with the animal. Bezeh ochos hadarvan lechavin par latame. One is holding the darvan, which directs where it goes. And zeh olechach, and the other guy is behind the cow, the ox, hamachrisha, holding on to the machrisha, mach b'da yasid b'karkin. He's putting a plow in the, making sure it's in the ground as it's pulling. So one guy's in the front, directing the animal which way to go, and the other one's in the back, pushing the plow down so it scrapes the ground. And again, machbid hayased bekarka shibo habarzel shekorin court lower, the barzels scraping the ground. Who kankan de masizin? So that end, that thing they call the plow, I guess, the kankan that's scraping the ground, plowing the ground, that's called the kankan. So if they moved from the har to the bika, they're supposed to do the mountain, but instead they plowed in the bika. He's potter because the terrain is much softer in the bika than is the har, so he made it easier. So anything that broke wouldn't be a considered posheya. But if they made the deal to Babika, to go to the valley where the ground is softer, the Harsh Behar, and they end up going to the mountain, Sim Nishbar Kankan Chayiv, then if the Kankan breaks, it's Chayiv, the Rashi explains, the Chayiv Shaharim Pashim Lachrosh Shaslam Sham. There are a lot of rocks and stones there that are going to break the Kankan, so therefore, he's Chayiv. Okay. So then the Gemara says, and rather the Mishnah continues to say now, let's say you hire the cow to ladush b'kitnis, to thresh, to press on kitnis, v'dash bit, who end up going on straw, then you're potter. Then it's potter, because that was easier. The kitnis are more slippery than the tfuah. Tfuah has a little bit more traction, so that's okay. But ladush b'tfuah, let's say you hired the cow to do stepping on the tfuah, but dash b'kitnis, but you ended up using on kitnis, then we won't be chayiv mipnei shekitnis mechalekes. So Rashi says v'dash b'tfua pater im mechalekes. If it slips and falls, you're pater. If you end up going from kitnis to tfua, which is more traction, but if you went from tfua to kitnis, which has less traction, which is more slippery, and the cow slips and gets injured, then you'd be chayiv because you were posheya. So Gemara says heicha de lo shanei ba. Man Mishalim. Let's say there was no shinoi. Let's say the socher did it what he was supposed to do. He went into the har like he was supposed to. He went into the bika like he was supposed to. He didn't do any shinoi. So the socher is not paying. But somehow the kankan broke. So who's chayiv to pay in that scenario? So the Gemara explains, Amar Papa Dinakit Parsha Misham. The guy holding the parsha, which is what? So Rashi explains here that Mardeya Hu Mishalim, which is the reins, Shlochivan Es HaPar Yafi, he wasn't directing the cow properly, Vaidei She'ivas Es HaShur, that he went off the line, Shalmana Nishbar Kankan, because he went off a little bit off the mark, that caused a certain pull in the Kankan broke at the end. That's according to Shitas Rav Shesha. But then comes along, and I said, that's Rav Papa. Rav Shesha Breid Rav Idi Amar, Dinakit Manam Misham, the one who's holding the Yasin in the back, he's the one who is chayiv to pay. Why? Says Rashi explains the naka mana kankan mishalim shehemik yosu midai barts. He pushed the yosid in too deep in the ground that caused it to pull and crack. So machlokas, who's responsible? The manhig, the one leading it, or the guy holding the end? So Gemara says, who do we pass? Like hilchasa denakit mana mishalim, the one who's holding the yosid in the back is the one who's chayiv. But vi duchta demachse gundari tavayu mishalim. If it's a place where what's machse gundari? So Rashi explains here, "Vid machse begundari shayaya dulahem bahar shemala avanim v'tzunma v'tarshim." If they're aware, they're in an area where there's a lot of rocks and stones. Tarvay mishalman, both of them have to pay. Why? Shehaya lahem lihizar mo. They both should be super careful. Ubedavar muat sheivas af shamanik humanishbar. Going slightly off the path, it's super sensitive, so both of them are responsible. Even the manig have a davar hamuta basafik. So each person going slightly off what they're supposed to do could cause damage. Since we don't know who caused the damage, it's very possible both of them could have done it. Since it's a safik, says Rashi, they have to be mechalkin. They split the cost. Now Tosas, right? Look at Tosas dibra maschel vi duchta de mechaskinen begundari tervayel mishalme. Tosas quotes Rashi peish bekunchus mishum dehavi safik miyasa. They don't know who did it, so they both pay. The Tosas argues and says, "V'ein near. This makes sense. The Hakayim, let me hold the Gemara Baba Kama, Kisumchus. We don't pass like Sumchus, Elak Rabbanan, which says Hamotzi Mechaveir of Harai, that you have to prove who was responsible. Vi have a Safik, Havishneim Ptur. And if it's a Safik, according to Chachamim, nobody pays. So Ella near Lee, Tosa says, Pshat in the Gemara is, the Hachashneim Pashur. They both actually were Poshe. It wasn't Safik, they were both Poshea. Came into Mechaske Bugundari, since it's a place where there's a lot of slime and racks. Who nishbar ma'od, bekal, gets easily broken. They should be careful not only on their own part, but even about the other guy's part. Be careful, stay in line. Kmo atzmo, ulaziro, and to warn him, v'achre shelo hizharu gam hu poshe. Since he wasn't being careful about his chaver, he's responsible as well. So they're both vadai chayv, as opposed to Rashi, it's safik. Maman hamuta basafik, chalken. Okay. Gemara now says, Amr Reb Yochanan, Hamocher par lechaver, a guy sells a cow to a friend. Amar lo parazu nikhanas, he nishkanes, he batnis, he rafsanasi. It's a, this animal is a gorer, it bites, it kicks, it crouches down in the middle of a mulacha. It does all these things. V'haya bo mumechad, and has one of these, a chub, not all four of them. So if a sanfu bein hamumim, he just lumps them together just to cover himself. It has every problem, even though it doesn't have any problem, just one. So harez a makachtos, it's a makachtos. Because the guy thinks, the guy's just saying that to protect himself. But it's not really any of these, because I checked out. He's not a nugchis. Turns out he's not a nugchis, but he is actually a botanist. He kicks. But he didn't believe the guy, because just like he didn't have nugchanis, he didn't have botanis either. So therefore, this is considered mekachtas. The guy was just protecting himself, but the lokach didn't really believe any of these statements. But if he says that mumzeh umim acher ein, zeh mekach, ein zeh mekachtas. He says, one second. Mumzeh, he says, it has this specific type of mum. Look at Rashi. Mumzeh umum acher, which means Rashi says, Sheperish lo sham oso mum levado, vamar lo mumzeh ba, v'od mum acher. He says, it has this one, this one has, and it also has other ones as well. But he first specifies this one that it does have, and it's true, it does have that. So then the guy says, wait a second, maybe I should take this seriously. That's not considered mekach tos. He thinks the other ones that he added on are not really true, but the mumzeh that he first says he should take seriously, and he does take seriously, that's not considered mekach tos. Okay. Gemara says, Tanya nami hachi, the Brisa says the same thing, hamocher shifcha lechaver, you sell the shifcha to a person, amar lo shifcha zu, shotehi, nichbesi, shoteh, she's an idiot, nichbes Rashi says that, where did Rashi go? No, felas mecholi, she gets sick often, mishumemesi, which Rashi mishugas, she's crazy, hayabu mum echad, only one of them she has, v'sanfu bein hamum, but he just lists all the possible problems. The guy doesn't think she has all these problems, so he doesn't trust any of them. So harei ze mekach tos, lokeach doesn't know, so it's a mekach tos. But if he says mum ze, and also mum acher, ein ze mekach tos. Same as before. So amale rav acha, braid rav al rav ashi, hayu ba ko amum halalu mahu. Let's say all four, he has all these mumim. The animal is a gore and a kicker and a croucher. So what if they're all true? So amale rav mordechai, the rav ashi, hachi amrin and mishmei de rava, if it's true what he's saying, so then he didn't lie. He didn't. The guy said, "Wait, let me test out one of them. Oh, it actually is a gorer. I put a red flag. It started chasing the red flag. So it must be all of them are true as well. That's not considered a mekach tos." Okay, the new Mishnah tells us this is going to be a little challenging. Some of these different volumes and weights, so it might need some help from the articles here. So the Mishnah says, "Hasoches achamer lahavi alechitin." You rent a donkey to have it carry wheat on for you, v'hevi ala se'orim, but instead you put barley on your chayiv to pay. So Rashi explains here, Rashi says that hevi ala se'orim shem kalin michitin, barley is apparently lighter than wheat. So why you chayiv? You think you're putting a lighter load, that should be permitted. So chayiv, Rashi explains, bekilkula, if something happens to it, only im hosif gimel kavin, if you add on another three kav of sora. The low amrin and hol the ha'sorin kal. We don't say just because sorim are lighter, yeshal lahosif ad kadei kovid less achitim. Maybe you could have equal weight. Whatever the weight was chita, so now I could have more sora. It's going to be greater in volume, but I could have it equal weight. Maybe that would be permitted. Kamashman from the Mishnah. That's usher to add on additional volume, even though in weight it's the same. And then the Gemara Mishnah says tevua. If I take the chamor, I rent it to use to carry tevua. V'hevi aleh teven chayiv, same thing. The teven is lighter than the tevua, so I just put on more teven to make it equal the same weight as the tevua. That too is also chayiv, mipnei shehanofach kasha kimasoi. So that's the volume, the volume of the nafach is the volume is as strong as the weight itself. The Gemara is going to explain what that means exactly. So then let's say you rent a chamor lahavi lesech chitim to bring a certain amount of chitim, vehevi lesech sorin, you bring that same amount, that same weight of sorin, then you have rather the same volume of sorin, your pater, because you are using the same space-wise, even though in weight it's going to be less, it's still the same volume that you're using. But in mosif al-masai, if you add anything on to that volume of sorin, even though the weight might be less, then you would be chayv. Then the Mishnah says, "Kama Yosef al maso v'yehe chayv." How much do you have to add on to the maso and be responsible for any damage? So the Mishnah says, "Sumchas Omar Mishum Rabbi Meir sa legamal shlosha kavim lechamor. One sa for a gamal, which they say is the ratio of 1/30, and shlosha kavim lechamor, which also they say the same ratio of 1/30. Adding 1/30 on to the volume would make you responsible. So the idea is, again, if you hire something, a donkey, to carry a certain volume, you can use a comparable volume, even though the weight's less, which is less, but you can't add on 1/30 more than that volume, because that's going to be considered like weight itself, even though it's not actually heavier. Okay. So, yeah? Fine. So Gemara says, Itmar, there's a machlokis between Abai and Rava, how to understand the Mishnah. Abai Amar, Kasha Kimasai Tanan, and Rav Amar Kasha Limasai Tanan. Is volume like weight, or volume affects weight? It adds on to weight. So what does that mean? Look at Rashi. Rashi says two wide lines down, Kasha Kimasai, that volume is like weight itself, Kidapricious. Afa Pish Ein Masan Kaved, even though when I have the same volume of barley as wheat, the weight of sower is much less, still, we don't look at things based on weight, we look at things based on volume. We always view things in volume. That's what we're learning from. Volume is the key. So the same volume of wheat equals the same volume of sower. Adding more volume of a sower, even though in weight it will be still less, that's going to be a violation. So right now we're learning from Abaye, Kasha Kimasa means that we're viewing volume as weight, and really volume is the key here. But according to Rava, that Kasha Limasoi, no, weight and volume are different. But volume will affect how the weight works. So Rashi explains here, nothing. Okay.
I just don't understand. What's the Isser? In other words, it's not for the Chamor, it's for the defaulting of the volume, not the actual...
No, the problem is, if I change, if I'm the Socher, and I did a Shinoi, so anything that happens to this donkey now, I'm responsible. Because I did a shuna. I did more than I was what I hired it to do. Right. That's the problem.
Even though technically it's lighter, and it should not do anything. It should be less.
No. But we're learning from here that the volume does affect. It does affect.
The volume does affect.
Well, yeah, let's say for a chamor to carry something that's extremely high, it throws him off his weight, maybe.
Center of
gravity
is
different.
That's what it is.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Clarify what's going on here.
We're saying like very long, the
balance.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Fine.
The weight is the same. Right.
So Gemara says now, again, Itmar, Abai Amar Kasha Kimasa, we view volume as weight itself, and Rav Amar Kasha Limasa, know that the volume adds on to the already existing weight. So Abai Amar Kasha Kimasa, that volume is like weight itself, Tanan, Nafcha Kisakla, that volume, the space, is like weight itself. And the Mosif Shlosha Kavin Chayv. If you add more volume to that, regardless of the weight, that's going to be Chayv. You're adding 1/30, that's going to be a violation of what you did, and you would be responsible for any damage. But Rav Amar Kasha Limasoi, no, it's added to the already existing weight, Tanan. Takla Kitakla, the weight is what the weight is, 100 pounds, let's say. Benafcha Havita Surface, and the volume, now the additional volume is going to be added to the already existing weight. So just look at Rashi here. Rashi says, "Kasha limasoi im hishva kovid hasorim lekovid achitim." If the weights are exactly the same, kagon shehosif sa shleima al halesach hare harbe hanafach. So you add a lot more wheat, rather a lot more barley, to make the weights the same. So I got a lot of wheat here, rather a lot of barley, and very little wheat. But there's the same volume. The weight is rather the same weight. A lot of again, a lot of barley with very little wheat. But the weight is exactly the same. Now Rashi says, and Rov HaNafach Kasha Lamasoi. The havi nafach zeh tosefes lekilkul achamor. So even though the weights are exactly the same, since there's also volume here as well, and there's a lot of volume, that's going to affect the balance of the chamor, and it will tip it over, and therefore you would be chayv.
So Abaye would say that, Abaye says that volume is not important, that weight is important.
No, Abaye says only, we only care about volume, we don't care about weight. It's all about volume.
So I understand what's the difference between Rava and Abaye.
So according to Rava, Rava says, no, we care about weight, but once the weight's the same, then it's going to be, then volume will be an additional problem.
Rava's being makel, because he's referring to kind of first get to the same weight,
and then
he'll consider volume as creating a problem.
If the volume was the same, there would not be an issue.
Okay, let's say this is all feathers here, and the same same exact volume as the book here, as a sefer. So according to Abaye, that's going to be the same exact weight, even though it's not really. Feathers are very light. So once I add a little bit more feathers, only a slightly more, that's going to be a problem, according to Abaye.
Right.
But according to Rava, no, I could add a lot more feathers up until here, as long as it gets to the same weight as this. That's all permitted. But once you have all that volume, then the weight... rather the same, an additional volume on top of that will now make this awesome. But until you got to that volume, you have a lot more room to add.
Not additional volume such that the weight's going to be more.
Correct.
The weight could be the same, but now we're going to say, wait a second, now you got all these feathers, you've created this volume issue with the weight being the same.
So I'm not sure at what point.
That's the first hit, identical weight.
Right, exactly, which for the feathers will be huge. So that's a huge kula for Shitas Abaye.
Right.
But once you have that weight, now you take into account the volume also, which is going to be a huge difference. So then, but again, that's a bigger kula for Rava. What?
The straw that broke the camel.
Exactly, right. Okay. So the Gemara quotes the Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Tanan, Lahavi lesech chitin, vehevi lesech sa'orim pater. You hired the donkey to carry a certain amount of chitin. Now lesech is talking about the volume, right? Not weight. Is it volume or weight? Volume, right? So there's a certain volume of chitin, and instead you bring that same volume of sa'or mirpater. Vim hosif al maso chayv. If you add to the masa, then you're chayv. My lav shloshes kavin. Is that where you're adding shloshes kavin to the donkey? And this is like shitas Abaye that says that once you have the same volumes, so even though the weights are completely different, but the same volume, so that's going to be usur once you add three more, three kavin, which is 1/30. So that's shitas Abaye. Adding 1/30 to the volume would be a violation. And where it says, lo, not true, it's a sa, where you add on a sa, so look at Rashi. Rashi says that lo sa, b'halchi kamar, last four lines. L'havi lesech chitin, you hire the donkey to carry a lesech amount, hevi lesech sa'orim, or your putter. Even though you change, it's okay because you did a change which is more less, which is less than this. Vimhosif ad kidei mishkal chitin. If you add until you've hit that same exact weight of chitin, which is a lot more barley, then you're chai mishim tosefes nefach. Once you hit that volume, only once you hit that volume are you chai because also the volume. Once you hit that weight, the same weight of chitin, you also have to take into account the volume. That's a greater kula. A saw is a lot more than three kav. That's like shitas Rava, who is more makeup. So then the Gemara says, but v'ha lakatani, doesn't the Mish itself tell you how much you can add on? And Yosef ala, kama Yosef ala, maso, v'yichayv, and tzumchus omer mishum Rabbi Meir, se legamal, and shlosha kavin lechamor. So the Mishnah is clearly saying adding three kav of chamor is what we're talking about. That's like shitas Abaye, that only three, even adding three kav would be a violation, as opposed to Rava, which would allow a lot more to be added on. So Gemara says you have to reread the Mishnah Hachi Kamar. Heicha delo shani chitin vehevi chitin. When you don't do a shinoi, when you bring the same amount of chitin that you're supposed to, or at least the same min, or sorim, you hired it to bring sorim, vehevi sorim, you bring it. So then the same exact volume we're talking of. So kama Yosef Amaso, how much more would an additional sorer would make you chayiv? Yechayiv sumchas omer mishum Rabbi Meir sa lagamal shosha kavin lechamra. If you're bringing the same exact merchandise that you were supposed to, but you added three kav, which is a 1/30 more, then you'd be in violation. But if you go from chita and bring something lighter to sorim, you have a lot more to bring. Not only three kav, you could bring a whole sa'a to bring along because shitas, that's like shitas rab.
You don't have to bring a rider. It's because of the extra weight that caused the, in other words, the chamor could have the different issue that caused it to fall or something like that.
No, if you could bring another reason, that there's a certain over here broken leg, and that's why it broke. But it's possible once you do a shinoi, though,
that would cause everything.
So I'm not sure exactly in that case. So then the Gemara says the last line of the Amud here: Toshma lahavi lesachitin vehevi sheish. You're supposed to bring a lesach, but instead you bring sheish esrei seorin, which Rashi says because each lesach is 15 seah. So now you're adding in 1/15. You're adding a whole new saw here. So what's the halacha here? So the Gemara says, Rashi explains, Sheish Yisrei Tosefes Sa'a Lashvosan L'masa Yechitin. You're adding a 1/15 on. You're chayiv because the additional, Rashi says, Bishvila Nefach, the additional volume. So again, Sheish Yisrei Sa'arim, chayiv. Ha'shloshes Kavin. But if you're adding on only 1/30, then you would be pater. That sounds like Shita Surava, that you're allowed to add a lot more. Only when you add a huge volume of 1/15 is there a violation. But if you're adding only 1/30, that would be considered okay. So the Gemara says, no, Targuma Abaye. Abaye says, B'michikasa. What's michikasa? So Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi here. B'michikasa, anishamati, I heard, Sorin Shetliu. It's barley that went bad. The chain perish, so therefore that's much lighter. So only when you add a 1/15 amount will it really have that weight. But he says, validi kashi, I have a number of questions, Rashi says. Jump down Rashi, four narrow lines down Rashi, veneer lead. Appears to me, he says, Shemasa chamor lesach, the amount that a chamor normally carries is a lesach, which is 15 seah. Umididasan tfofafos tesvav saan velo mechukos. What's tfofafos versus mechukos? So one's talking about like a clean on top, one's talking about where it's a little bit more of a heap above it. So let's say you have, it's supposed to be meditos tufos tesvav. Which one's which? Tufos, I think, is a heap on top of it, right? Is that how they say it?
Which one?
Tufos versus mechikasa?
That's,
I think mechika is supposed to be flat.
Liberally measured. I guess that means heaped.
Which one? Tufos is liberally?
No.
Mechikos is.
Kedusha is heaped.
Right, so that one they're saying. What are the three levels again? Mechukos is which flat. Exactly. Mechukos is just flat. Tfufos is a little bit more. And Gedushos is where it's heaping. Fine. So now Tfufos, the normal one is Tfufos, where it's a little bit above that line. That's what's normally at. And the Ein Mechukos, and not flat. Umokli Abaye, Abaye says, reading Rashi still, but Tes Zayin Mechukos, Shehem Himchak Pachos Gimel Kavin. So since we're talking about flat amounts, so that when we normally say 1/30 will be a problem, they're 1/30 of a heaping amount of the sorrow. But once you're talking about flat amounts, we're taking out some of the volume, so you need 1/15 to get that same amount. Okay, I hope that was somewhat clear. Anyways, it's a special case, but normally 1/30.
That they take volume as a heap, as a heap, as opposed to just a square, you know, per cubic or something like
that.
Volume normally is taken by cubic foot.
Right. But I guess they weren't so exact when they were doing it. The way it was done, they just had a little mound on top of it. They didn't flatten it out.
Right.
So that adds certainly to the weight and to the volume. Okay, then the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan, Kav Lekosef. So a kav, lekosef, that a certain amount that a person could carry is a kav. If it's more than a kav additional to what he's capable of carrying, that's going to be a chayiv, the one who adds on. The guy said, put some things on my back. And he adds an extra kav, so the guy who did that would be chayiv. So now there's a discussion, what's he chayiv for? Let's say the guy now falls and breaks his ankle, his back. So machlok is whether that person who put the extra load on his back, is he chayiv chamisha dvarim, or is he only chayiv nezek? So everyone agrees he's chayiv nezek. Some say he's chayiv chamisha dvarim as well. Others say, no, he's not. Why is he not chayiv everything? Because mamon hamazik. I'm only chayiv by punching the face. That's I'm chayiv chamisha dvarim. Chovel b'chaveru, the Misha says. If I hit you, my animal hurts you. My shore bites you, kicks you. That's only chayiv nezek. So when I put my mamon on your back, that's only chayiv nezek, not chayiv avadal dvarim. But others say, no, it's considered more direct, and therefore I would be chayiv chamisha dvarim. Fine. So let's go. So the Gemara says now that you add a kav to a person on the kasev, you're chayiv. Adiriv lareva, which is Rashi says, lesach habitosefes lamasoi svina katana, small boat. Adding another lesach, which I guess is synonymous to adiriv, that's considered a too much extra. Kor lasvina, bigger boat, the amount of a kor. Shloshes korim liborni gdola, to a large yacht. So these are different shirim, which is considered a tosefes, more than what you're supposed to be carrying. So Gemara says, Amar Mar, Kav Lakasef, an extra Kav to a person carrying, Im Isa Dilamatzi Bey, Bardasu, Lishte. If he's not able to, so let the guy just throw off the package. Why would he continue to carry it if he knows he can't handle it? So Amar Bai says, Bishachavato Le'alter, where he put it on and he mamash collapsed. At that moment, he didn't have a moment to take off the load. So Gemara says, Rav Amar Fil Tema Bishlochav to Le'alter. Really, even if he didn't drop right away, he said, you know what, I'm willing to take this extra packages in because I'm going to get paid for more. So he wanted to do this upon himself. Now the guy who gave him the extra packages shouldn't have put him in the situation to entice him with more money and to have the guy injure his back. Rav Ashi Amar, who suffered chulsha hu denakale, he thought, no, he was just a little weak at the time, but he thought he's able to handle it. And Kamashma, no, all these things that a kav, extra kav to a person carrying is considered too much to the normal person.
Even though he agreed.
Very strange. Right, even though he agreed, the guy who put the luggage on his back shouldn't have done that.
We made a uniform.
If the guy wanted to get paid more and he agreed, why should the guy who puts more weight should be
higher? So let's say I say, you know what, you can punch me in the face, I'll let you do that. So are you going to be responsible? Of course, the mission says, of course you're responsible. You can't do that. So that we're comparing this case.
One is secret, but not really secret.
So one's a good. If I said to you, you could tear my shirt and I won't make you pay. That's allowed. That's right. Tamamum. But something that's happening to me physically, that I can't be mocha myself.
So you punch me in the face, and right? That's it.
Fine, but
here the guy is saying I can handle the weight.
Right.
The weight is really depending.
So
on
that's why the Mars giving us guidelines of what.
Right. What is
you follow
right.
the rule your height and your weight? What you can handle. If you're doing more than that, there's certain guidelines. How fast you can run in the treadmill. If you're going above that, I can handle this. And the guy gets a heart attack. Well, he wasn't following the guidelines.
Right.
So there's certain guidelines that you have to follow.
Sure.
What?
I know that.
That what? Sorry.
We have laws that
right. So you have to follow these rules, and if you don't follow the guidelines, so then you are. You're responsible. The mazik, the one who put it on, even though the guy said, I'm willing to, you have to be safe. The guy said, I'm not buckling my seatbelt. That's what do you mean? I have a responsibility to make sure you're buckling your seatbelt in my car because I'm driving the car. Just because you're not willing to do that.
So we're talking about the guy actually with his hand put it on. If he said, listen,
I think
take
so, yeah.
this for me, and he added more on the floor and the guy fixed it up. The guy
yeah, I would imagine yeah. so.
He did it himself.
Right.
Okay.
The first example, he put it on and it fell right away.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Then the Gemara says, "Kor l'svina shloshes korin lebornei gedola." Amar Rapapa Shmamina. We see from here, "Stam svinos bas tlosim korim." Stam svina is 30; it's able to hold 30 kor, because we said the additional weight is always the ratio of 1/30. So the fact that we say adding one kor more to a svina tells us that the base of the kor, the base of a svina rather, should be 30 korin. The mind after we know what's the big deal. Lemeka chamemkar. When a person's doing buying and selling, he should know that when a person buys a stam svina, that's the size of a stam svina. Okay, the new Mishnah tells us now. Kol ha'umnim shomei sachar hein. All the different workers are considered a shomei sachar. That Rashi explains here that kol ha'umnim kablonim hamekablam alein lasos hamlocha bebateim. A kavlan says, I'll take the project back to my house. I'll fix your shirt. I'll fix your suit in my house. So he's considered a shomer sachar because he's getting paid. So now he watches the item. Anything that happens that a shomer sachar would be chayv, he's responsible. Now they make a dik in Rashi. Rashi says, bivateim. If he brings it back to his own house. Let's say the kavlan comes to my house and he works on my suit in my house, the tailor in my house. Some are medayik that Rashi says he would be pater if it's in my own house. Others say, no, Rashi just saying that's a stam example.
Because yeah. it's only Gnei Vavei, so of course.
So you're saying once it's in the house of the owner, so Gnei, but let's say I'm out of work all day long, and the guy is busy working in my house on my suit, and it gets stolen while he's under his watch. So even that case, so that seems that Machlokas, the understanding of Shita's Rashi. Okay, then the Gemara says here, Misha rather says, V'chulon sh'amru, all them who say, Tol eshelcha, v'hava mos, shomerchinim. But the month, once you say, you know what, your suit's ready, come and pick it up, and bring me the money, then he's no longer Shomer Sachar anymore, the deal's over, but he still is a Shomer Chinam, so long as it's in his possession. Now some bring from this a Machlokas in the Rishonim, how one becomes a Shomer, is it through a Mira, or through a Yimaisa Kinim? So they bring a ride from this Mishnah, that even the speech alone will change the status of a Shomer Sachar to a Shomer Chinam, that a Mira is enough. So then the Mishnah says, Shomer li v'eshmor lecha, watch for me and I'll watch for you. That's Shomer Sachar. Since you're getting some benefit by you watching my item, I'm watching your item, that's considered a schar. You're getting some hana. That's a Shomer Sachar. if you say shamali, watch it for me, and the shomer says amalo hanach lefana, you could place it in front of me. That's a shomer chinam. He said, I'm not taking responsibility, but you could certainly place it here. That alone is considered a shomer chinam. And then let's say hilveyu al hey al hamal al mashkon. You lend money and then you take a collateral in place. Shomer sachar, you are considered shomer sachar. So now there's a big chiddush. Why? I'm doing the guy a favor. I'm not getting paid for this. I'm doing the guy a favor. I'm giving a mashkon just to protect myself. So why am I shomer sachar? I'm responsible for more for watching his mashkon. So Rashi says something very, very important here. Shomer sachar, schar mitzvah. Why? What's the schar mitzvah of a shomer of a halveyu? There's a mitzvah. We'll see later on. There's a mitzvah to give loans, to loan people money. That's a mitzvah. So the schar I'm getting for the mitzvah. So that's why I'm considered a shomer sachar when I watch over his mashkon. Others say it differently. It's because since I'm watching his mashkon, that itself is a mitzvah of shomer aveda, and I'm pater from pruta of the Rav Yosef. Ani comes to my door, I'm watching the mashkon here, I'm pater from that mitzvah. So that's the schar of being pater, of having to pay tzedakah. That's the shomer sachar. But Rashi says the shomer sachar is because of schar mitzvah. So then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda argues and says, Omer helveyu maos, shomer chinam. No, he says, if you're lending money, even though I'm watching a mashkon, I'm only considered a shomer chinam because he doesn't acknowledge of schar mitzvah linindina. He says, that's schar mitzvah, right? Mitzvah lav lehenos nitnu. It's in a different world of ruchnis. Doesn't impact a hilchos choshen mishpat, and I'm a shomer chinam at best, says Rabbi Yehuda. Then hilveyu peros shomer sachar. Let's say I lend him fruit, I'm considered shomer sachar. Why? I'm watching his mashkon. What's the difference there? So the difference is because I'm actually getting hana here. My fruit are going to go bad. I don't need my fruit. So I lend him my fruit, and he's going to pay me back money, which is, of course, not going to go bad. So I'm getting hana by getting replaced. I'm, in essence, someone selling my fruit. I'm getting that benefit. So for me, watching his mashkon in the interim is benefiting me because I'm going to get money in place of these fruit that might go bad. Abashol omer, rashai adam lahaschir mashkono, she'ani lios posek v'holech alav ipnei shu k'meshi v'avedu. Completely different topic now. Abashol says, if I have a mashkon of an ani, I'm allowed to rent it out for people to use in order to make money to neutralize the balance that he owes me. So he owes me $1,000, so if I rent out his mashkon, his car, and I collect rent on that, that can be deducted from what he owes me. That's a discussion we'll see, not today. So Gemara now says, Lema masisin delo k'Rebbe Meir. Our Mishnah does not go in accordance with Rebbe Meir. Why not? So the Gemara explains, Disani, the Braisa says, Socher Ketad Misham. How does a Socher, a person who rents a object, how does he pay? So Rebbe Meir, Omer Kishomer Chinam. He pays like a Shomer Chinam. And Rebbe Yehuda, Omer Kishomer Sachar. What's his machloka? So look at Rashi. Rashi says the last three narrow lines of the page here, Socher Behema. I rent an animal. And Ketad Misham. How do I pay? The Shomer Chinam, the Shomer Sachar, the Shol Ksiva. These three types of Shomer are mentioned in the Pasuk. Socher lo ksiv. But it doesn't mention anywhere a socher, one who rents something. What's his status? Mahu din chiyuvo linu gneva v'aveda pater ochayif. Is he like a shomer chinam, where he's pater from gneva v'aveda? Or is he like a shomer socher, where he's chayif in gneva v'aveda? So again, the Mishnah, the Braita tells us that according to Rabbi Meir, he's like a shomer chinam and he's pater. Rabbi Yehuda holds he's a shomer socher and he's chayif. Why? So Rashi, first wide line down, explains that Rabbi Yehuda omer kishomer socher. It's a hana for him. He's renting it, but he's getting hana to use the object. Even though he's paying for the use as a socher, he still gets to use the object. Had he not given any rent, he would have simply been a shoel. He's using the object. So by paying rent, it just knocks him down from a shoel. But shoel is really the starting point. If I'm using an object, I'm really a shoel. I pay schar, so now I drop down to a shomer socher, but not to a shomer chinam. And that sheet is Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Meir holds, look at Rabbi Meir, the next line in Rashi, Rabbi Meir omer kishomer chinam, the kayov agram lachto. He's paying for his use. Veinu no tel schar al shomer. He's not getting paid to watch. A shomer sachar is when I'm getting paid to watch. Here I'm paying to watch. So why should I be a shomer sachar? I should therefore be a shomer chinam. And then he writes one more important line here. Rashi says, v'uman domi l'socher, a worker is similar to a socher where he's renting. Why? The na of the schar of his work, it's next him of a lo schar shmir hu notel el schar pula. I've been getting paid. If I'm a worker, I'm getting paid for my job. I'm not getting paid to watch it. I have to watch it just as a responsibility. But I'm getting paid to work. So therefore, I'm only a shomer chinam when I'm an uman. That's what we're learning from this. A worker who has my laundry, my dry cleaning, he is simply a shomer chinam on my property. Which is actually an interesting din. If you ever have, let's say your dry cleaning gets lost, it's an aveda, are they chayiv to pay you? If it's a Jewish-owned dry cleaners, do they have to pay you for an aveda, for losing your object? So if we're assuming that they're only a shomer chinam, an uman's a shomer chinam, then according to Rabbi Meir, they would be pater in the aveda. But if you assume like Rabbi Yehuda that they're shomer sachar, since because they have a din of you paying them as a worker, so then they'd be chayiv to replace your lost shirt. Okay, so what are we saying here? We're saying our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah says that an uman has a din of a shomer sachar, and Rabbi Meir holds that an uman would be a shomer chinam. So it's not like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says not true. Afilu tema Rabbi Meir, or you could still see Rabbi Meir, is our Mishnah. Rabbi Meir says only a socher is considered a shomer chinam, but an uman is a shomer sachar. Why? Behahihana the kashavik kuliam of agir le lididei havi lave shomer sachar. From the fact that this individual chose me to be the worker, that schar, that adds me, brings me up from a shomer chinam to a shomer sachar. A guy who rents a socher, he's a shomer chinam, he says. He's paying for his rent. But a poel, I'm getting paid for this job here. He chose me, if anybody else, that makes me feel really proud. That knocks me up to a shomer sachar, even in our Mishnah. Mark says, what do you mean? According to the svara, so then, ihachi, that's the case, socher nami. You say the same thing. If I'm a socher, why am I a shomer chinam for being a socher? I should say the same thing. That hana that I'm gaining, the kashavik kuliyama, that you didn't rent to anybody else, umoger leili today, but you rented to me, havi lave shomer sachar. That should give me this pride in hana. I should be a shomer sachar, even in the case of a socher. Fine. So then the Gemara says, no, let's go with another svar. Ella, afilu tamer Rabbi Meir could be the author of our Mishnah. He says only a socher is considered a shomer chinam. But our Mishnah of the Uman, Be'ahi hana deka yahiv le tfei purta havilave shomer sachar. So no, he paid me a little bit more. My wages are really $10 an hour. He paid me $11 an hour. That extra dollar was the insurance. He was watching me to protect the object. That's why I'm a shomer sachar. He's paying more than what I really go for. So that's why I'm a shomer sachar as a worker. And Gemara says, what do you mean? Socher nami, the socher oser, mi lo skina deka mashvi le tfei purta. Maybe this case as well. Maybe he gave him a better deal here, in order that he watches over the object as well, and should be a shomer sachar. That's built in the price. So then, Ella, you're right. Ella, filo tema Rabbi Meir.
But it's the opposite here. He gives him less.
Exactly.
Right? Rashi says
exactly. So Ella, filo tema Rabbi Meir, be'ahi hana, the tafis la'agra, l'boi l'mei l'meifek, azuzay, havi alei, shomer sachar. No, the reason is because in the case of the Mishnah is that hana, that he's holding on to the schar, he doesn't need to chase after the money, that's what's going on. That's why he has this extra hana. So look at Rashi. There's no Rashi here? Rashi here. So it sounds like he's paying up front. For the money, he paid him up front in advance, here's the money, get the job done. But since he paid him up front, so that's why he becomes a shomer sachar. But it sounds like in a situation where he wouldn't pay the money up front, then the uman would not be considered a shomer sachar.
I think the case is not so much that he pays ahead, but the fact that he has the mashkon and he has the object that he's
sure.
Which will ensure him the payment.
Right, because no money, you don't
pick it up. So tafisei agrei means he's holding on to the mashkon in place of the schar. Okay. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Ibayis Ema, alternatively, Kidemachlif Rabba Bar Baravua, Vitani Socher Ketzer. He switches around who says what by the Socher. That really, Rabbi Meir Omer, Shomer Socher, like our Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shomer Chin. We switch it around, and we prefer to say that our Mishnah here is Rabbi Meir, Kastam Mishnah Rabbi Meir, so now everything works out very nicely. Okay, I think we should stop here.
Go ahead.
Have a wonderful day.
The first Mishnah we went to, I was thinking of